Hello and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shea Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome aboard to New Retirement Radio with Prout Financial Design on WTCM. The whole crew is in from Prout Financial Design today as we welcome aboard Mr. Dennis Prout. Good morning, sir.
It is a pleasure to be here, Ron. Thank you. On February 10th, 2022, thank you very much. Thank you for those of you who are listening. Welcome to our show. And joining us today is the estimable Heidi Thompson. Welcome, Heidi.
Great
to have you here with us.
It's good to be here. Thanks.
That's fun. Our resident retirement income certified professional. Yes. Man, it's hard to remember. RICP. Not really. Just kidding. And also our managing director. Mm-hmm. And also sits with clients a lot. Well, and Shea Pataja, too, our CXO, our chief experience officer.
Hello, can you hear me back here?
Hello.
Can you hear me well?
Back row.
I'm in the back row today. The comfy seats.
The reason people know where we're moving to because they can see the signage and the windows out there along that new office to be set tentatively for November 1st of this year.
Yes, so hopefully end of the year at 8th Street. Take a drive down 8th Street. Grab a burger at Oakwood Burgers.
And look across
the street. And yep.
It's only a few blocks from your current dig, so you can probably just carry all your stuff down there.
You know, when you see us toward the end of October, schlepping our chairs down the sidewalk.
Hey, Ron, you should come help. It'd be great.
Yeah, that could be a good cost-cutting measure. You know, we all carry our own office.
That's the lightest desk I've ever seen. And joining us, too, our data management specialist, Jana Boothroyd. Jana Boothroyd, welcome.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, it's welcome great to back. Have you here. So there's a reason we've asked her to join us. We'll get to that in just a moment. We have a lot to talk about today. The interview with Jana will be first, but we're also going to be talking, Heidi will be mentioning contributions to IRAs, how those work, the ins and outs.
The nuts and bolts.
You bet. IRA contributions, and then gold in IRAs. Those gold in them, their hills, and in IRAs sometimes too, and what to be aware of. The problemo with that. And then, of course, the ever-ready Shea Stats as well. So, Jana, I wanted to have you on. Obviously, we've had other staff on, David, for Veterans Day, because he is a veteran. But because of what's being produced and shown to clients and their ability to go online, I have been bugging you for some time about this. And because you were here this week training our staff.
Yes, you have been bugging me.
Yes, I have. The truth be told. Because what we're able to do is just, it's amazing to me, the technology behind what clients are able to see. And we want to go into that, but that's why I wanted to have you on. Heidi was the first one to assimilate this information for our clients, and we feel very fortunate to have you on as a full-time staff person, organizing and pulling all of this information together for our clients so they can see what's going on, the history, all of it.
It's amazing, yes.
It is. So before we get going into the depths of it, tell us first about your Northern Michigan connection and growing up here, if you would.
Sure. I was actually born and raised in Petoskey, Michigan. Mm. My mother still lives there now. So I went away to college in Kalamazoo, where I eventually met my husband, Jeff. And we decided to move back up north at one point. I guess it was 2004. And we decided on Traverse City because my husband actually had extended family here. And then, of course, I would be close to my parents who still lived in Petoskey.
Okay. So you have a deep experience in the financial industry as well. And you started in banking back...
Yes, and in college, in fact. My first, I call it real job, was as a teller at a credit union. But yes, I've been in banking, accounting, trusts, and in the financial industry my entire career.
Okay, so you have a lot of experience in that. Now, what do you do specifically for Prout Financial?
Well, as you mentioned, I am the data manager. So that means on a daily basis, I kind of manage all the functions of our portfolio management database. It's software we use. It's called Orion Advisor Tech. And this is where we maintain all the clients' investment and retirement account information. So we're able to provide kind of a combined view of our clients' accounts. So perhaps they may have an account at a mutual fund company. Perhaps they may have, in addition to that, a brokerage account or an insurance type of account. Well, we can pull those all into our system so they can see a combined view of their entire portfolio.
Now, that is power.
It is, and it's so important, and it's so helpful to Dennis and I as well to get a complete picture of a client's portfolio so that wherever they have an account, we pull it together, and it's all there on one page. So you're not, like, lining up 10 statements trying to figure it out.
Exactly. You can see the entire balance of all the combined accounts, and that's generally what our clients like to see, that bottom line.
They can see the income. They can see the outgo. What did they take as withdrawals? They can see the performance. It's shown to them so that they know, you know, where what's the activity going on, and they can see history.
That's correct. And they can see all that information on an individual account level as well as a combined total. Yes.
That's incredible because obviously everybody, you know, if they're at XYZ company or whatever, well, they're showing me everything. Well, are they? Are they able to include all of that? And can you get that kind of information? How am I allocated? What are the percentages in stocks, in bonds, all those other assets too?
Yes.
So it really helps clients drill down.
Yes, it does, for sure.
Awesome. And then, two, what's interesting is if they go online, and I'm jumping ahead a bit here, if they do go online, they can see their actual quarterly statement online if they like as well.
Yes, that's correct. So we do provide a client portal. They can log in online, see everything, all their accounts in one place. They have access there as well to get their quarterly statement, run individual reports, and lots of resources as well, such as Shea Stats and...
Oh, that.
Ed Slot Tables.
Ed Slot. Yes,
I mean, because on the radio, you only get a few Shea Stats, but if you're a client, you get... All the Shea stats.
So fun. So what are the protections clients have in their accounts from a statement standpoint?
Well, first of all, from the very high level, technically, Orion actually uses, you know, the top-of-the-line information security system. It's certified. It's standard. It's
ISO certified.
Yes, yes. And that means they have to meet specific guidelines. It means they're audited annually. So you can feel secure, you know, confident that the data is secure in the system. But also, you know, Prout Financial Design uses their own internal, you know, security guidelines. And of course, we use dual authentication methods when logging in, and clients can actually choose to use that on their portal as well. So
now, what are some of the other protections in terms of getting their own statements and that kind of thing, too?
Yeah, we definitely encourage our clients to always continue to review their individual statements from the individual companies and custodians where their accounts are actually held.
So standard accounting safety procedure, if you will, is that they can compare their own statement that they get directly from the provider to what the Orion system is showing.
Yes, that is correct. Orion is you know, using outside data feeds and downloads to obtain this information and then combining it. So, of course, there's certainly a chance for a glitch or something like that. So it's important to keep track of your own statements. statements as well.
You bet. Now, do you ever get calls from clients? Man, I'm having trouble reading this or getting in or getting out. Do you ever...
Can't access my portal.
Yeah, yes. What's that all about?
That would be the most common question I get. And, you know, we have portal instructions, and of course, I'm available always to help a client log into their portal. So, yes.
All right.
I like to stay on the line with them while they get in case they have questions or need help navigating, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Now, you work off-site. You've done that for about 6 years, and it's worked incredibly well.
Yes.
For us and for you.
Yes. I enjoy working off-site. I'm known to be a bit of an introvert, so it's worked out great for me. I'm very disciplined, so it works well.
Yeah, it seems like we're in touch with you on a daily basis, you know, talking about this and that, and, you know, staff have questions and all the rest.
Yes, I'm available regular hours, and I definitely get called upon by my managers as well as my colleagues. So I do feel like they appreciate my skills, even from afar.
And so this year, of course, we wanted Jana to come back up to the office to do some one-on-one training with the staff. And, of course, we picked February so we can remind her of the snow that she's missing.
Oh, yes. Winter coat and snow boots.
She's so thankful for all of that. It's good thing you're not staying this weekend. It's going to get a little cold here.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, bridging that gap, having Jana come in to the office a couple times a year has really helped us maintain that good communication, because we do talk to her every day, but there's nothing like that face-to-face. And so this has really worked in this circumstance, having Jana off-site, but still coming back to visit us once in a while.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, compare the technology today to what you used to see, maybe even in the previous century, so in the 1900s,
exactly.
If you will.
Yeah, we're putting an age on me here, but I've been around a while. I think I gave an example earlier, having reports and such print out on a dot matrix printer.
Ah, so that's radical.
That is radical.
That's radical.
Yes,
yeah.
And at that time, there was not online access to your accounts. So the advancement has been pretty neat to be a part of and watch, and now work right in it.
So. Yeah. So clients could actually see their accounts on their phone if they'd like.
Yes, we actually have a mobile app, so at their fingertips.
Great. Yep. Now, you also do, you also review the radio shows and
yes, that's
edit those too.
Yeah, that's a little... My little side gig at Prout is I actually do the podcast, so I make sure we get the podcasts up as soon as we can on the Prout website and iTunes and such.
Okay. Now, the technology itself, are you surprised by that? Just looking back, what's your view on it, even though you're involved in it every day?
I don't know if I'd say I'm surprised. I'm definitely impressed. And for instance, I mean, it feels like the fintech industry is making, you know, leaps and bounds in their advancements. They're really just trying to kind of hone in on the individual client's need to have things available and at their fingertips and things integrated with each other so they can get all the information in one place.
We were talking to our representative yesterday, and he said Orion is just exploding in demand that they're seeing for their services, because they're doing that very thing for advisors like ourselves.
Yes, it feels like there's a new update or a release, at least monthly, with new things coming out. So, yes, that's true.
Services that are available through Orion.
Yes.
For us, their clients, so that we can provide it to our clients as well.
Correct.
And I think one of the most powerful parts of that is what you mentioned it a little bit, Jana, was the integration that we've seen over the last couple of years, where our asset management system can talk to our client information system, which can, and you can draw the data together to give a comprehensive view and to make sure that everything is saying the same thing.
Correct. And, you know, to give a really neat example of a common integration we use is when our clients use the financial plan, we offer that, and we can actually bring their financial plan information into some of their reporting, and of course on their portal as well.
So it's included with their statements, so that they can see how are we doing this quarter versus the previous, and are we still on goal to hit our financial planning goal for retirement.
Correct. Yes.
You know what sounds nice? What Janice said, though, is if you've ever gotten on the phone because you couldn't get into your portal or your account or you had a question, that Jana, you can talk to live. She's a local person. And will sit there and work it out with you.
A live person, yes.
I mean, that's local, too.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you call our office and we can, you know, hook you right in so you can talk to her through the phone system. Absolutely. Yep. She's there every day, almost.
Yep.
You bet. Well, thank you, Jana Boothroyd, a native of the Northern Michigan area, for talking with us about what it is you do through the Orion system.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Mm. All right. Thank you for listening. We have next Heidi Thompson talking about IRA contributions, the ins and outs, IRA contribution nuts and bolts.
Right. So just thought this time of year when IRA planning can come into some tax strategy as everybody's taking a look at their taxes, thought it might be a good time to come back around and go over some basic things that involve those IRAs. So because if you don't know the guidelines, you could result in making mistakes like excess contributions, you don't want to have any penalties, and you can get frustrated because the rules can get complex. And we wouldn't want people to miss and have a lost opportunity if they have an opportunity to make their tax situation better. So just a reminder to everyone that prior year or 2021 IRA or Roth IRA contributions can be made all the way up to April 18th of 2022 this year. So you still have some time right now to make some of these choices.
April 18th this year. So that's the official tax filing deadline then as well.
Correct.
April 18th.
What's the limit on Roth contributions?
I don't know. Ask her.
Heidi?
She's talking about this.
Well, if you're under the age of 50, the limit this for 2021 and 2022 was $6,000. And if you're over 50, you get what we call a catch-up contribution of an additional $1,000. So if you're over 50, it's $7,000. If you're under 50, it's $6,000. Okay, so just everybody should keep in mind there is no extension beyond that April 18th date. So even if you file an extension for your own taxes, it does not mean that you can contribute to the IRA after that date. So keep that in mind.
What about those who are self-employed who want to make a contribution late because they filed their extension? Can someone do that?
Well, I would say there's opportunities to make contributions maybe after that date, but it would be for a different type. That we're just talking about our traditional IRA and Roth. This is not employer plans or something like that.
Dennis always trying to break the rules. So we're talking about regular IRAs today, not SEP IRAs. Go for it, Heidi.
Correct. So just keep in mind those contribution limits are aggregate across both the IRA and the Roth. So that is a combined total. So if you put $3,000 in an IRA and you put $3,000 in a Roth, then you're done for the year. You've hit that $6,000 limit.
Yeah, we'll say $3,000 into a traditional IRA.
Correct.
That may or may not be deductible, and $3,000 in a Roth IRA as well.
Right. So something that changed back in 2020, which people may or may not be aware of, since we've had other things going on since 2020, is the SECURE Act changed that...
2020.
That's right.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate Babwa. Thank you.
There's no age limit on making those contributions to an IRA. It used to be at 70 and a half. If you were older than that for the traditional IRA, you couldn't contribute, but you can now. So there's no age limit on.
So can you picture this at home, Ron? Darling, I'm 72, and 72. I can still do an IRA contribution where before I could not.
There's no, so you had to cut it off at 70 and a half before. Now you can continue to contribute.
Or I'm 80 or 85, as long as you have what's called, Heidi, what kind of income?
earned income.
Earned income.
And we're going to get into that in just a minute. I just wanted to make one point here that there are no income limits for traditional IRA contributions, but there may be limits on whether that contribution is deductible or not deductible, but a credit to your income tax.
Against the tax. Mm-hmm. So there is, no matter who you are, what your income is, you could do an IRA. You just have to choose the correct one given your income and participation in other retirement accounts.
Exactly. So let's move on to that other point that you just brought up, Dennis, about compensation. You have to have earned income in order to make an IRA contribution. So for most individuals, compensation comes from your employer. If you get a W-2, it will state on there what your earned income was. But sometimes it's not always clear if something is income or not income. For example, maybe unemployment compensation. Is that counted as earned income? And the answer there is no. So I thought it might be a good idea for us to go over what is and what isn't compensation.
Quiz time, Ron. Are you
okay,
ready?
I'm ready.
Quiz hat on. All right.
Okay, so we're going to start with what is not contribution or compensation, right? Pension and annuity income, IRA, Roth IRA, company plan distributions, and non-qualified annuity distributions. All of those are not considered earned income.
Not earned income. Okay. But not usually earned. Income taxable. So
hey, I worked hard for that money.
You did.
Well, just remember that all the different types of things, when we're looking at income, we did this once on the show, the definitions are different. The definition for different qualifying factors as to income, you want to make sure you know which thing you're talking about, because that definition does change.
It's almost like Sesame Street, you know.
So can you run through that list again real fast, Heidi?
Yeah.
This is not earned income. Pensions?
Annuity income, IRA, Roth IRA and company plan distributions, non-qualified annuity distributions, and then I'm going to add more, Ron, rental income, unless it is your business, interest income, dividends, capital gains, income from certain kinds of partnerships, non-taxable alimony isn't considered compensation.
Life, so that would mean taxable alimony is?
Yes, it is.
That's considered income for the purposes of making an IRA contribution.
Correct. Then other things that are not compensation, life insurance proceeds, deferred compensation, severance pay, disability payments, child support, Social Security benefits are not considered income for the ability to make that contribution. So then we come on the other side. Well, exactly what is included in compensation, and that would be wages, salary, commissions, professional fees, bonuses, self-employment income, taxable alimony, like Dennis said, combat pay, accrued vacation, scholarship or fellowship payments, director fees, jury fees.
Jury fees.
I know.
Wow.
There's a long list. Non-tuition fellowship or stipend payments. So those that are taxable. So you can see it's a lot more complicated on whether do you have earned income or not.
Yeah, the key is, again, it doesn't matter what your income is, where you're participating, there is an IRA that you can have. Now, there are Roth IRAs, regular traditional IRAs, there are non-deductible IRAs.
Right.
Are there any other IRAs we should know about, Heidi?
Well, there is an option for people who, for spouses. For spouses that stay at home. Say you're a stay-at-home mom, but your husband works. You can still open an IRA in your own name if your husband has earned income. So that is a special rule for spouses that you can still participate in building your own retirement account even if you're not employed.
Amazing. Amazing. So there are actually four. There's the spousal IRA as well.
So that special rule, does that exist for children? The answer is?
Go ahead, Heidi.
No.
You have to be how old?
Well, you have to have earned income as a child. You have to file a tax return in order to have that earned income recognized so that, and you cannot contribute more than you make. So if you only made $2,000 in your summer job, that's the limit as what you could put in a Roth or a traditional IRA.
So if you're Warren Buffett throwing a newspaper at age 12 and made $500 for the year, you could theoretically open up an IRA. Yep. Now, it doesn't have to be necessarily your money, though. Mom and dad can help.
Mm-hmm. It's not where the money's coming from. It's whether you earned that money. So if the money came from someone else,
is this radical or what? I mean, isn't this crazy, Ron?
It's crazy.
I can just tell. Scandalous. Yeah, it's way too much fun. Seriously, we don't have very many clients who do that for their children who have earned income, and think about the impact of the long term compounding, you know, that sort of thing, for a child who's 12 and has $400 of earned income, and you decide as a parent, well, hey. Hey, Johnny, let's open up a Roth IRA for you at $400.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy stuff, yeah.
All right, so let's move on to IRA deductibility. We've thrown that term around a little bit this morning. And what that means is, can you take that contribution off when you do your taxes? Well, the way that comes into play is, do you have maybe another vehicle available to you to invest, so like a company plan. Then there are income limits on who can take a deductible IRA contribution versus a non-deductible contribution. Okay, so deductibility, it's a worker who is an active participant in a retirement plan. And if neither is covered, then you can do the IRA, the traditional IRA, deductible IRA. Non-deductible IRA, if you have a plan and you're in there, a plan at work, or if you have it available to you at work, then there are income limits that come into play at that point, whether you're able to take that deduction or not.
So you want to check these rules, obviously, with your financial advisor, because we can just pull these screens up or show you the sheets, if you will, the notes in regards to what your options are, whether you can do a deductible IRA or a Roth or a non-deductible, what it is, and depending on you or your spouse.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you do not know, if you have a plan available to you at work, your W-2 can tell you that information as well. There is a checkbox, box 13 on the W-2 form, that can tell you if you your employer is telling you that you have that available.
I can't tell you the number of folks who don't understand that in their own retirement plan, at 401k, that they can do a Roth contribution and they're not limited by income. They think that the Roth contributions in the IRA have the same limitations as their 401k Roth.
Right.
That is not the case,
and that just gives you another opportunity. If you're maxing out at your plan, you can even do more on the individual side as long as you're below those income limits.
That's crazy.
And then maybe just one last point is, if you are covered by an employer plan for any part of the year, they consider you an active participant. So if you quit in January or February and you were in a plan and then you go off on your own, that's still going to count as being part of an active plan.
So pay attention to the rules as well. Ron, we should take a break.
Can we get a couple of quick questions?
You bet. Let's do it.
From the text line for Jenna. Somebody wanted to know if you have a way to coordinate with Transamerica for regular updates in your client portals.
Only if we actually were to download their account information.
Okay.
But for instance, if the client had an account at Transamerica,
okay,
then yes, we would.
So if you're a Prout client, you can call and ask about that.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely. So it's an accommodation that we do. We've done that with other insurance companies too, where they bought a product maybe 5-10 years ago, but they want to be able to see it on their Orion system statement.
Correct.
That's very cool.
Somebody wanted to know, I don't know if you know this, Heidi, is tribal income from the per cap payments considered earned income?
I don't know.
I
what
think
do you
some
think,
some
then?
Members of some members of certain tribes receive payments. That one we don't know.
I honestly
sure
don't know that the answer to that. And thank you for the question. We will check on that. If it's taxable, it may well be. Generally, it's got to be taxable income, and I don't even know if it's taxable or not.
So, I don't either, but I'll write it down, and we'll let you know next week.
We'll find out and answer that question next week.
You're listening to New Retirement Radio, brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Dennis Prout.
And I'm the other financial advisor, Heidi Thompson.
And I'm Shay Pataja. I put the fun in financial.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome back to New Retirement Radio on WTCM News Talk 580. Prout Financial Design is in with New Retirement Radio. Dennis, Heidi, Shay, and Jenna. We're all on first-name basis by this time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Ron. Well, I was just thinking, you know, we've all heard that the mask mandates are coming off.
Yeah.
Well, even the Lone Ranger is not wearing his mask now.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I just made that up on the go. You're shocked.
He's going maskless.
Even the Lone Ranger has gone maskless. What do we do? So, because we don't have anything else to do, Shay. We need to discuss the Shay stats.
Yes.
Hot stuff here. Very interesting stats today.
Well, the numbers are a bit dramatic these days. So 65% of the stocks in the S&P 500 were down in January of 2022, including 35 individual stocks that lost at least 15%, and that's from BTN Research.
Some major companies at 15% down for the month. Ouch.
Yeah. The cost to rent housing nationwide increased by an average of 14.1% in 2020. The average monthly mortgage payment paid by a new U.S. homeowner who put 5% down at purchase increased by 21.6% in 2021.
Wow.
And that's from Redfin.
Yeah, the Consumer Price Index actually includes rent housing payments, too. So that'll be interesting to see the impact on that.
Yes. All right, in spite of inflation measured by the Consumer Price Index, that was up 7% in 2021, and actually, while we were sitting here, the news came across and said it went up even higher to 7.5, which is a new high in 40 years.
Oh, really? I hadn't seen that.
I'm in the back seat here, so I can... I've got a different view back here.
What was that? Sorry, Shay, what was it up for January? Let's take a look at that. Do we have that there, Ron?
Ron, look at
that. Oh, there it is, 0.6%. It was anticipated to be 0.5. So
yeah.
0.6. Higher. All right.
But the long-term inflation expectations of the bond market as of Tuesday, February 1st, 2020, are for inflation of just 2.43% per year over the next 10 years. And that's from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis 10-year break-even inflation rate. But we know how predictions go, so let's just wait and see. The cost of transporting freight on the ocean route between Asia and the U.S. West Coast for the week of January 17th of 2022 was $15,171 per container. That's an increase of 250% compared to the same week in 2021.
So one year ago, up 2.5 times.
Yeah.
Amazing, right?
Amazing.
Wow.
In a bad way.
Yeah, and that's from Freightos Baltic Index. This one is my last stat, and I find this interesting. A high school graduate at least age 18 who can pass a background check can obtain an emergency substitute license to teach in Kansas high schools effective January 12th of 2022 through June 1st of 2022, waiving the normal requirement of a 60 semester credit hours needed from a college. And so we're seeing shortages everywhere with jobs in demand. There you go with teaching. So,
yeah. Great spring job, you know.
Take down those barriers. So did your last stat there, Shay, if I may, but it says, you want to just
go ahead.
Deuces are wild. Twos.
Oh.
February 2nd, 2022. 2-2-22. In a pro basketball game, the New York Knicks and Memphis Grizzlies, NBA player Desmond Bane, who's number 22, shot 4 of 18 for a percentage of 22.22%. He had 2 assists, 2 turnovers, 2 steals, 2 block shots. He's in his second NBA season. He made the all-rookie second team, and there you go. And this year, February 22nd, is 2-22-02, and it falls on a
Tuesday.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow, it's almost like the lucky number is 2.
I just don't
get... You know why? Because we're too legit to quit. Yeah,
no
yeah.
No kidding.
Too legit.
I don't get how they arranged all that before the game. You know, how did they think up all that?
Right?
It's crazy. And you're going to need to do these 5 things to make this
But only twice.
Yeah. Remember.
We had one question from the last segment. There might be more information. The gentleman wanted to know if his... CAP payments, his tribal income from CAP payments, were considered earned income, and he followed up and he said he does pay federal taxes on those, but since he lives on a Native reservation in Michigan, he doesn't pay state tax. So I don't know if that adds any more information.
And I did get some information from John Sluice over at Intrust CPAs, and I fired off a question to him, and he said it depends on the nature of it, but usually not. So you definitely want to check on that before you use that as your earned income amount. So.
Usually not, mean usually not considered earned income.
Correct. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Good to know. Thank you. Thank you, John, for answering so quickly to that question.
Hey, someday when John's back, the governor proposed, this is all a proposal now, but some changes to how retirement income is taxed, pensions, certain 401k.
Sure.
So as that gets more clear, maybe I would look forward to hearing you guys talk about that.
Or whether the state will levy tax on more of that,
yeah,
I think is the question there. Title of this is All That Glitters Is Not Necessarily IRA Gold. You can own gold in an IRA, but you better be careful. Gold can be held. There is a recent McNulty tax court case that dealt with this. When the tax court held in this particular instance that her IRA investment in gold coins kept in her own home was a taxable distribution. So that giant safe you have in the basement may not be a great place for your IRA, in spite of what they're saying on the TV or on the internet. Well, we can just hold it at home. You know, we can go look at it once in a while, which I've always wanted to do. Oh, and that's such a shiny gold coin. That's kind of like Warren Buffett. You know, I'm not really interested in owning gold. It just sits there and looks at you, you know. It doesn't give you anything. Well, okay. Everyone is different. However, the IRA golden rules. The internet and cable TV are full of ads touting the advantages. And why are they concerned about this? Instability, inflation, all that sort of thing. Now, the rule says from IRA publication 590A, just in case you were wondering, your IRA can invest in 1/2, 1/4, or 1/10 ounce U.S. gold coins or 1 ounce silver coins minted by the Treasury Department. It can also invest in certain platinum coins and certain gold, silver, palladium, and platinum bullion. However, as well, Section 408 of the tax code says that bullion of a fineness equal to or exceeding the minimum fineness required for a regulated futures contract is acceptable for IRAs. Now, you ask me, what kind of fineness are we talking about? I have no concept. It might be 3/9, 4/9. That's descriptive of the fineness.
It sounds complicated.
Just because you wanted to know as well. So, if such bullion is in the physical possession of a qualified, I underline this, a qualified trustee. Now, you in your home are not a qualified trustee. Well, I the trustee from my parents' estate? Well, you may well be, but you're still not a qualified trustee. For your gold. So that gold you wanted to hold in there, don't try it, okay? who was that? So here's the bottom line. Such alternative does not include the owner holding the gold for the IRA, Section 408. Now, the IRA itself won't be much different from any other IRA. The gold items will generally be of standard size and other sorts of things. So you want to take a look at these rules. We're almost out of time here, Ron. And be aware, before you try to own gold in an IRA, it can be dangereux.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.